Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. The Cozy Inn Chinese restaurant first opened on Janesville's West Milwaukee Street in 1922. The restaurant has long been regarded as likely the second oldest Chinese restaurant in the country, only behind the Pekin Noodle Parlor in Butte, Montana. But in April, the Noodle Parlor closed its doors, making the Janesville establishment the new title holder. Cozy Inn owner Tom Fong sat down with Rob Ferret to reflect on what makes the restaurant so special.
All right, you are part of restaurant history here. The Cozy Inn opened its doors in 1922. How does it feel now to have the title of the oldest continually operating Chinese restaurant in the country?
It's a little surreal. I never really thought about the longevity of the restaurant.
And your time at the Cozy Inn first started as a kid working alongside your parents. What are some of your earliest memories of the restaurant?
We went through a lot of struggles, a lot of obstacles and challenges, because my mom didn't speak English very well with my stepdad. So it was just basically my brother and I and the business at the time when my mother bought the business. It wasn't very busy at all. I think the previous owners, they just sort of maybe mentally got just tired of the business, and they just sort of let it slide. And we had to try to resurrect the business again. And as a 14 and a 16-year-old, it was a challenge.
What do you think were some of the changes you made at that time, you and your brother and your mom made at that time, that helped revive it and helped it survive? Because restaurants don't always survive.
Correct. You're really right on the money about that. When we first came to Janesville, my mom was sort of a trailblazer in Milwaukee because she was a head chef in many Chinese restaurants, popular Chinese restaurants in Milwaukee. And that was sort of unheard of as a woman becoming a head chef. And so when she came to Janesville, we brought these different Cantonese dishes.
Well, I want to get hungry now. Can you name some of those Cantonese dishes she brought over?
Sort of things like the Cantonese chow mein. In fact, I don't think there's not too many that have them here locally. I think we're the only one that has that dish. And things like sweet and sour pork, the way we prepare our pork is totally different from the other restaurants. We do it the old style, the Hong Kong style.
What's the Hong Kong style?
It's sort of like a dry flour type deep fried, and where the other ones use like a wet flour, like a wet breading, sort of like you find like on fish fries, that kind of a batter. Ours is sort of a drier type, totally done differently.
And Tom, you know, public radio, we've been around over 100 years here, and we hear people, you know, started listening with their parents or their grandparents. Is it like that at the Cozy Inn where you've got, you know, people, maybe they started eating there at age 2 and now they're bringing their kids or their grandkids in?
Yes, I've seen like 5 generations, and after a while, these, you know, I just speak to a lot of them, and being in the restaurant, it becomes nostalgic to them. They make memories that in those booths. They sit and they talk and they laugh.
And now, what are your hopes for the future of Cozy Inn?
We feel loyal to this community, so we don't really want to shut down. And by the time I've been there, like 52 years, personally, you know, on and off, but mainly I've been there since 1974. And my wife's been there 38, but hopefully we can find like a relative or something and take over once we get too old.
Well, good luck with those future plans, Tom, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
That was Tom Fong speaking with Wisconsin Today host Rob Ferret. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.